The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Episode number 379.
Wow. That's a lot.
Do you realize, Mel, I've done 309 episodes of this show since you left?
Wow.
309.
But it's never been as fun as when I was here, right? Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely. Get all of that. Welcome back, Kareem.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good. Good to have you. Sam's car still giving him trouble. Diana still weird job issues, and Jason
hates us.
Yeah. He prefers his new bride to us.
She is awfully charming.
It's true.
She looks so adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to put out for him. So
no.
You know, I kind of understand it. Coming up on the show today, we have a follow up. Dun dun dun.
What?
Yeah, it's a story we covered a while ago. So we've got that. The length someone will go to steal from Walmart, something that could in fact be the best idea ever, and Raven Simone, not the best idea ever.
No. She was so cute as a child.
Kareem, does she qualify as one of them? Because you always say there's always one. Is she one of them?
She's
Or is she just dumb and means well?
She's dumb and means well.
Okay. I'd like to clarify with you.
She's not Stacey Dash.
Oh.
I was listening to the Adam Carolla show, and they were talking about the fetish of having sex with a black chick. And Alonzo Bowden was the guest, because they were doing a live show. And Carolla was talking about the fetish. He says, I don't know anybody who's actually had sex with a black chick, but I know a lot of guys who got really close. They're like, I got really close. And Alonzo Bowden's like, we'll give you Stacey Dash.
Yeah. It's so funny because that's the image that they project is we have to protect the white woman from the black man, when actually white men were raping black women like crazy in the South, or actually all over the country.
By the way, I would totally take Stacey Dash, you know, just for like a hate fuck or something. If I weren't, you know, engaged.
I would take her for a grudge fuck myself.
No.
Like, oh, I'm going to chuck the shit out of you.
It is amazing, though, that people can be so racist. And so it's, you know, it's hate and anger and raping for control. But they always pick these gorgeous African-American women to rape, of course. And they're all beautiful. But it's not because we like them, because they're horrible and they're beneath us. But, you know, I mean, I had my pick.
I got the...
I don't think that's at all what I said.
No, that's what was in my head. It just had to come out.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that that's not even remotely what I said.
It was a thought before the Stacey Dash thing.
Yeah. That's fine.
I have this book called The Dark End of the Street, and it talks about women, black women in the civil rights movement. And there was this one lady that a group of white men picked up on her way to church, and they like took her to the woods and raped her, and then dropped her back off in the same spot that they kidnapped her from.
So they didn't even give her a ride.
No.
Sons of bitches.
Took her back. And then the sheriff's thing was to pay her for what they did to her. And that was a common thing that they did. So one of the things that people don't understand about when they did the Montgomery boycott and why they were able to organize it so quick was because they had already organized giving women rides to work, uh-huh, because they were being sexually assaulted by the bus drivers and the police officers. So to get around that, they were already driving, you know, they already had like a system of driving each other back and forth to work to get around that. And then, not to mention the shit that happened in the house with your wife downstairs.
Make America great again.
Yes,
right?
That is what I'm looking forward to. Come get the fuck out of here.
Make America great again. Here's the thing, though, about Donald Trump. I know everybody is like, I'm really afraid of Donald Trump. I'm afraid of Donald Trump. I think he is, and he's shown up on WWE programming. I think he's a professional wrestler. I think he's out there saying outrageous things, just attacking people in the most outrageous ways, over-the-top ways, to get over with the crowd. And if he actually gets elected, which is entirely possible, we're going to end up with essentially the same thing we've had.
Yeah.
He's going to surround himself with advisors and everybody else, and there's not going to be a difference. There's not going to be martial law, because you can't have martial law. It just doesn't work that way. If we could, Obama would have followed through on all of those promises to enslave the white man and ruin the country. You know, all the things I see people posting on Facebook that he's done.
I think he'll be a lame duck president.
Yeah.
Trump?
Yeah.
It's entirely possible.
I think if he gets elected, he'll be a lame duck president.
One-termer like the first Bush?
Yeah, I don't think that Congress will do anything with him. Either side.
Never know.
Yeah.
Lots of space to cover between here and there, but I'm certainly not rooting for President Trump.
I don't discount the fact that he could be elected as president.
I think that there is a coin flip shot at it.
Yeah. I think that it's possible, but like I said, I think he'll be a lame duck president. I don't think that the Congress will work with him at all.
Yeah. I mean, none of that would surprise me at all. But I don't think that President Trump is going to be the same as candidate Trump, because you just can't. He's a reality show star. He says outrageous things. He bullies people. He does all of these things. But he's also a business guy. And if he didn't understand how to build and cultivate relationships, I don't care if he had a ton of money, he would not be able to continue to do business if that were really the way he conducted business on the regular.
I agree with you there, but I don't think he's, well,
I'm not saying he's good for America or a good idea in any way. I'm just saying before you look into investing in property in Slovenia and moving there, you might want to relax for a minute, because it's still going to be probably better here than most places.
Yeah. Like I said, I think...
And imagine once he makes it great again.
I think he'll be a lame duck. Like I said, I think he'll be a lame duck. I don't think he'll get anything. I don't think anybody will do anything with him.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
Yeah.
So, Mel, how's it been? You sat in on the last show. You're back again for another show. By the way, Mel Gelbart, one of the original show hosts here, back again.
Yeah, here I am. I'm back.
First time in the new digs.
I know. I can't stop looking around at all the stuff in here.
It's it's mostly not mine.
It's a little slice of my childhood. There's a Cabbage Patch Kid, and there's V.C. Andrews books and Harry Potter books.
Mm-hmm. It's a slice of my fiance's, actually. Yeah. My stuff is care. Well, actually, my stuff is all around you. It's all the mics.
You were
stuff.
Probably reading V.C. Andrews books and playing with Cabbage Patch dolls at the same time, weren't you?
Probably.
Roughly, yeah. Yeah. That's...
And probably, you know, I was probably reading the Flowers in the Attic book and having dirty thoughts and doing horrible things to myself.
Well,
that was my suggestion.
Yeah. Not to my Cabbage Patch doll. She was doing it to me.
By the way, were the flowers in the attic about vaginas? Is that what that was?
It was about incest.
Oh, well, that sounds terrible.
It was hot when you're a little kid, though, because anything's hot if it's dirty a little bit. And it was a love story, but they were brother and sister locked in an attic. It's a long story.
How did you not know that?
Because I was born male, Kareem.
You've never heard of Flowers in the Attic?
I've heard of it, but I didn't read it because I'm a guy.
It was like one of those stories where, like, the evil stepmother who didn't want the kids in her life locked the kids up in the attic and then was trying to kill them, and the brother and sister fell in love.
Yeah. Even if you didn't read it back in when they made the movies, it was like softcore porn. So, yeah.
No,
as
no,
a male, you would know about
it. No. They actually made softcore porn, too. So, it's one of those things.
That was the big thing. And then when I got a little bit older, like maybe just starting college, was Anne Rice's books that she wrote under a pen name that were the Sleeping Beauty books. Yeah. Oh my.
How did you feel about 50 Shades of Grey?
I didn't read it. I heard it was written so poorly that I couldn't take the leap of purchasing it.
Yeah, well, the movie did terribly. Go ahead.
Okay, so from my trip, my mother sleeps on the couch sometimes, and my brother has upgraded our cable to HBO Showtime and all of those things.
Right, see where this is going.
So my mother fell asleep one night with HBO on. And she woke up to 50 Shades of Grey.
Nice.
How did she react when she woke up?
She no longer goes to sleep with those channels on.
Smart. See, my problem is I could not go to that movie because it's the same reason, like, the first time I ever watched a porn was, like, sitting, like, thigh to thigh with a bunch of friends on a couch, and like, you don't like, do I laugh? Do I get aroused? Do I do nothing? Do I stone face it? And it's so fucking awkward. I don't want to go to a movie theater to watch something that's going to potentially arouse me.
She wanted to be
I'm
able
not
to,
Pee Wee Herman.
She wanted to be able to spread.
Yeah. I want to enjoy it if I'm going to watch something arousing.
I, because it was on HBO, I was laying in bed one night when I was, Leslie was on a trip, and I flipped over and I go, oh, 50 Shades of Grey. Let me see if this is it. I was asleep within 10 minutes.
That good, huh?
10 minutes. I was out cold.
Yeah. My mom woke up to it. She was like, what? Jesus, what is this?
Jesus, take the wheel.
Wow.
So she only goes to sleep to local channels now.
Well, if somebody local is listening and has it and wants to let me borrow it, I'm happy to borrow it. I'll give it back unharmed. But I'm not buying it.
Yeah, don't blame me. Well, the Redbox, that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's on HBO.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. I want to read it. It's better in my head.
Oh, you mean the book? Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
I think my girlfriend might have them. I'll check.
Check for me.
Yeah.
I'll read them.
There you
go. I think because I work, well, as a massage therapist, I work with a lot of women in the spa. So I've heard enough about them. I'm like, wow, you little dirty hooker.
Speaking of that, any weekend plans, Kareem? Anything going on?
Since I lost my ID on the plane ride, probably not much.
Oh, damn.
Probably go see Deadpool.
You should.
This weekend, yeah. Finally.
Yeah, it's time to go see Deadpool. I want to see Eddie the Eagle, too.
That looks good.
Former show host Larry went to see it this past weekend too, so I'm a little jealous.
Though I whenever there's a movie out, especially mostly scary movies, because I can't deal with watching them, but I'm fascinated by them. But a lot of times when movies come out, I read everything about the story and ruin it for myself because I want to know.
Right.
And this one sounds like it's very loosely based.
Yeah, yeah.
Like loosely fucking based.
Yeah. Otherwise, it would be boring.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's about a bad ski jumper.
Yeah.
It would be bad. Any plans for you this weekend, Mel? Anything exciting?
I don't think so. We started a new thing where Paul's making breakfast so many weekend days, so I'm always excited about breakfast. And he's incorporated pancakes and French toast because he hates those things, but I love them.
Ah,
so every other breakfast. So I'm hoping this is a pancake weekend mostly.
Excellent.
And building our fence some more.
There you go. Get that fence.
We do 16 feet every weekend.
I have, for the second weekend in a row, I have a friend coming to town.
Oh, fun.
My friend Hootie and his wife Amy are coming into town, and they are both my groomsmen.
Both of them.
They are both my groomsmen. On Leslie's bridesmaid, she has a male bridesmaid, so I figured I would have Amy be a female groomsman.
Now, what are you doing as far as outfits?
Everybody's going to wear a thong.
Because if I was a groomsman, I'd really, 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 really want to wear a tux.
She did, and we said no. She's, in fact, this weekend, in part of the 22 hours that Leslie is home before she leaves again, they're going to Sparkle Bride, free plug, to check out the bridesmaids' dresses. So she's going to be in a bridesmaid's dress.
But if she's going to match the bridesmaids, that doesn't make her special. She's a groomsman. That's not fair.
Yes, but Jay, on the other side, is not going to wear a dress. He's going to wear the same suit that we're wearing.
It's not fair.
Well, Jay would have to wear a dress then.
I think that they should at least get something that makes them special.
Special how?
Like his cummerbund and tie are a different color.
Why can't Jay wear a dress?
Well, he could. I mean, that's his, you know, that's whatever he wants.
Like,
I mean,
if he wanted to and she wanted to wear a tux, would you let them?
I don't know. It's not really that big a deal to me. It really, what they wear is not really a big a deal. In fact, Leslie and I believe are going to get custom Chuck Taylors.
Cool.
In the wedding colors.
That is all right.
So, it turns out, though, that our wedding colors are also the same colors as the King's. So, I sent the design to my best man Hootie, and he's like, so you're having a Kings themed wedding? And I go, no, but it seems like it, doesn't it?
That's funny.
It's very, very convenient. So although I have to try on some Chuck Taylors to find out if they're indeed comfortable enough for me to.
They have new ones now that are hecka comfortable.
Right, but you can't customize those.
Oh no,
they only customize the originals.
Those are sort of not supportive.
Well, yeah, but you know, tuxedo rental shoes suck.
Oh, you'll be way better off than that. Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah, because those things, oh, those things are horrible.
I know. So they're coming to town. We're going to, the ladies are going to go and do the bridesmaid's dress. And then Sunday, once Leslie is gone, because she's traveling again, me and Hootie and Amy are going to go to the Capital Beer Fest.
Oh, fun.
On Sunday, which it may be raining, but we're still going to go and drink beers.
You can drink beer in the rain. You can drink beer anywhere. Anytime.
Yeah. Actually, it's not the second weekend in a row. Sorry, there was a weekend in between. Anyway, in this past weekend, went to two new breweries that have opened. One opened a while ago, 12 Rounds, in East Sac, which opened a while ago. And to, what is the name of it? God, I'm Sacramento, Sac Union Brewing.
I haven't heard of either of these.
Yeah, Sacramento Union Brewing is like 66th Street off of Folsom Boulevard, and 12 Rounds is, if you know where Evan's Kitchen is in East Sac, it's over there. All it's right. Across the street from there. So the microbrew scene in Sacramento is blowing up, and I heard a guy talking about how there are 10 more microbrews set to open in the next 6 months.
Do you think it's going to get oversaturated and be unfun?
Well, it's always going to be fun, unless you don't like guys with silly beards. But
that'll never happen. I always will.
But I don't. I go to a fair number of them, and they're usually all busy, you know, to varying levels. So I don't think it's reached that point yet, because I think people rotate and go to a bunch of different ones. I don't think there's a ton of people who just go to one. There are people that go to a lot of them. Like here in West Sac, we've got three.
Wow.
We've got a YOLO Brewing Company where we are going to go and do our own wedding beer. We're going to brew our own custom wedding beer.
Awesome.
Jackrabbit Brewing is just down the road from there. And Bike Dog is also open in West Sac.
YOLO, is that Derek Dawn's brewery?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, well.
No.
Derek Dong's Brewery.
Dong.
Dong. It's the old Brew It Up. Who owned the old Brew It Up and when that was opened in mid-Tensa.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, lots of beer and other things. And Leslie was very distraught because we went to 12 Rounds and we got a flight of beers. And she found a beer that she absolutely loved. It's called Sneaky Pete. And it's aged in Scotch barrels. And it tastes a lot like Scotch. And she loves Scotch. And we went, we're like, can we get a growler of it? And they're like, no, I'm sorry. It's limited edition. So, aww. So we can't do growlers. So then they announced that they were going to be brewing more and make it more. Cause I guess a lot of people have been asking about it. It's really a very good beer, but yeah, 12 Rounds in East Sac. So in addition to the number of other places, it's just crazy.
There's so many places popping up, but yeah. It's fun. It's fun to go to all the different places. Me, I'm not a big drinker, but I like to try all their snacks.
What? Really? Snacks?
I love snacks. I like all the appetizers and the snacks.
Most breweries don't have snacks. They've got a food truck that shows up.
I like snacks.
I don't know where you're going. I really don't, because most of them don't have kitchens. Just, I think Oak Park's the only one that actually has a kitchen.
I
they
like
prepare food.
One of the places we went, they did have a truck that was like, oh, so good.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They formed this relationship with the food truck, so there's always something going on.
I love all the food trucks here.
They're quite good. Hey, do you get down to LA very often?
Never.
You should. Now I got a reason for you. There is going to be a new tourist attraction in downtown LA on the US Bank Tower. See, the building is undergoing a $50 million renovation that will leave the West Coast's tallest tower for now with a new two-floor observation deck with 360-degree views, but that was not enough. They decided to go further.
Uh-oh.
Bank Tower owners OUE Limited announced the new addition to the skyscraper observation deck tourist attraction that's guaranteed to give you a thrill factor. It's a 36-foot-long glass slide that will allow brave souls to slide from the 70th floor to the 69th floor along the outside of the building.
That's sick.
It's a glass slide. It's called the Sky Slide. The chute will be made of clear glass, 4 inches thick, sit about 1,000 feet above the ground.
That's awesome.
Who's going to clean up the shit?
And well, you can just hose it right down. And totally one-up other observation decks that just have that scary glass platform. The rendering from Skyspace Architects shows a totally calm person casually moving through the slide with arms overhead. It's $8 for the Sky Slide Pass. It's sold separately from the $25 Skyspace ticket. So $33 for the whole experience. When complete, it will have a lobby on the second floor of the U.S. Bank Tower and occupy various spaces on other floors in the building. So, yeah.
That sounds fun.
It sounds scary as hell.
Like I said, who's cleaning up the brown stain?
Honestly, I've never been to a place with a glass floor where there weren't Japanese tourists jumping up and down on it. Yes, it is. It's definitely a thing. I don't care where you go. If there is a glass floor up high, there will be Japanese tourists jumping up and down on it. And I always wondered the same thing. What is your end game?
Right?
Because are you trying to... What happens if you succeed and you stomp that glass out?
Yeah, good job there.
I'll wave to you as you fall to your death. But slide on the outside of the building.
That's like when we were kids and we used to test the ice. But we used to at least try to have a branch or something in case we were wrong and it was thin.
Sure, a nice little twig to pull you back to safety.
Exactly.
That's how people die, Mel.
Yeah. I was quick on my feet. My brother was always the one that went under.
Nice. Would either of you do the slide?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I would.
White people shit.
I applaud your honesty. I don't know that I could do it. I really don't. Because I think I would get out there and I would just all sorts of emotions. Just all sorts of emotions and every fear I've ever had would come to well in one space and just be like, nope, 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 nope.
What about like skydiving and stuff?
Nope.
Kareem?
I'm open to trying skydiving. I want to do it at least once.
So you'll jump out of a plane, but you won't go down a slide, you sis?
Parachute?
Hey!
Yeah?
Chance of flying off the side of the building.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Well, I think...
And I know that if I'm not... I'm going to do a tandem jump. That means the person I'm jumping with knows what the fuck they're doing.
If Kareem's going to die, he wants to do it with an experienced man strapped to his ass.
Fair
exactly.
enough.
That's what he's saying.
Who yes. doesn't?
So that's the idea for downtown LA.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, millennials, we all hate them, right?
Sure.
Yes.
Why aren't they eating cereal?
Because they're too hip.
I didn't know that they weren't, but apparently they're not. No, it's just too much work for them.
It's... What? It's cereal?
No, it's too much work. Almost 40% of millennials surveyed said that cereal was an inconvenient breakfast choice because they have to clean up after eating it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Instead, younger consumers are turning to convenient options with minimal cleanup that can be eaten on the go, from yogurt to fast food breakfast sandwiches. Cereal sales have dropped 5% from 2009 to 14, despite the fact that more Americans are eating breakfast than ever before.
That means they probably don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom.
It's true.
And all I can think about is Jerry Seinfeld, so sad.
Well, the associate director of marketing for Kellogg said cereal used to be the only breakfast option. There's a lot more to choose from than there ever used to be.
That's a bit of an over-fucking exaggeration, I would say. The only breakfast. Eggs have been around for a long time.
Yeah, pancakes, eggs, bacon. Sure.
So you think they don't want to clean up? If they don't want to clean up a bowl and a spoon from cereal, you know damn well they don't want to cook no eggs.
No.
Yeah.
Or pancakes.
But he's saying that cereal was the only option, the cereal guy.
It was the first option.
Well, it was the easy option.
Exactly.
But on the bright side, the cereal slump is finally turning around. Kellogg's is reporting its first positive quarter for breakfast food sales in 2.5 years. However, the New York Times notes that some of the turnaround is not driven by cereal being eaten for breakfast. It's instead being consumed as an ingredient in meals throughout the day.
Yes.
Cereal. It's not for breakfast anymore. Jerk stores are putting it on things like smoked eel with cornflakes.
Stupid.
So that's what's happening.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
They're using it to bread chicken.
That's right. Over 30% of cereal consumed is outside the breakfast occasion. I've not heard of the breakfast occasion, but... That sounds like a really bad band from the 60s.
It just all makes me sad.
The breakfast occasion.
Cereal's delicious.
Kellogg has partnered with trendy celebrity chefs such as Milk Bar's Christina Tosi and Mission Chinese Foods' Danny Bowien to create Instagram-friendly cereal-based creations. Yeah. That's what it's come to.
And everybody's sending their kids to daycare with bags of cereal.
I got nothing.
All right, well, maybe this is more your speed. Customs officers in New York said a woman returning from a trip to Jamaica was concealing half a pound of cocaine in her vagina.
Okay, I'm going to need... Can you give me a visual on how big that would be? I want to know if I could do it.
I don't want to know if can do it.
How big is that? Is that like your mouse? Is that like a football? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, I mean...
Is it like that pig over there?
It's unclear from the photo because it's a close-up of the thing. But let me read on to see if the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at JFK Airport questioned Shakira Thompson when she returned to the U.S. on Sunday from a trip to Kingston, Jamaica. It's shaped like an egg. The officer said Thompson admitted to vaginally inserting a foreign body. The egg.
Why? Why would you admit to? Why? Why would you tell anybody that? Keep your mouth shut. People are so stupid.
Yeah, keep your legs shut too. The egg-shaped object removed from her vagina turned out to be a bundle about a half a pound of cocaine with an estimated street value of $10,000. This seizure is just an example of the officers being ever vigilant in protecting the U.S. from the distribution of illicit drugs. That's from Robert Perez, the director of field operations. She was turned over to the Port Authority Police Department facing state narcotics smuggling charges. So there you go.
That's I think I think I could do it.
I think you could if you put your mind to it.
Sure. And vaginas are very elastic.
See, here's the problem, though. If you lubed it up so it would be easy to get in, it would be more likely to come flying out.
It's a good point.
It's a catch-22.
But if you do really good Kegels to get prepared, once it goes past like the opening, I think you'd be all right.
Past the opening.
It's like when you have to like... Oh, never mind. I was going to
talk about... Go on.
It's like when you hear people talking about how you have to, once you loosen up the sphincter muscle, it's all, you're good from there.
I do realize that there's a difference between a sphincter and a vagina, right? The muscles are completely different.
I know, but like my vaginal muscles are pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have some amount of like that, like when you swallow the peristalsis, I feel like once it goes past the opening, I would have a good grip.
Hey, I'm not disputing
it. I'd be more concerned like that I wouldn't have the, I think I would even have the muscle strength to like shove it right back out again.
Well, you want to make sure it's wrapped tightly though.
Now we know why
you don't want to pop it.
Now we know why he's building the fence and dressing like Colonel Sanders.
And making breakfast.
And making breakfast. That's why he's making breakfast every weekend.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
He makes breakfast and I'm doing Kegels.
That's right. Well, as long as you're keeping busy.
Sure.
Everyone needs a hobby.
He's like, baby, keep making those Kegels. I'm going to keep doing those Kegels. I'm going to make us some pancakes, girl.
Some French toast.
That is it.
I mean, clean up the cereal. Meanwhile, in Seattle, a woman got fed up with packages disappearing from her front porch. By the way, the best place to get packages from Amazon, and if you're going to do that, go ahead and click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Boom.
Have them delivered to your house. Have them delivered to your work. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That way no one steals them off the front porch. Anyway, so a Seattle woman was fed up with packages disappearing from her front porch. So she launched a plan where she tricked a thief into stealing a box filled with soiled kitty litter.
See, that's one of those plans that I think lacks long-term thought.
What?
I think it's one of those plans that is funny in the moment. But mm-hmm. I think the reality is when you piss off somebody who's already a criminal and then they're going to come back and smear wet kitty litter all over your front porch or something.
Yeah.
Like, are you really making a point? Did you win?
Yeah, but these are pussies who are stealing packages off of porches. These are not people who are, armed robbers. They're pusses. Megan Holt posted her security camera footage to YouTube and said her front porch had repeatedly been targeted by package thieves. So she filled the box with used cat litter and set up a security camera to record what happened next. The video shows a woman cautiously walking onto the porch and peering into the windows to see if she's being watched. The woman apparently doesn't see the security camera, so she grabs the box and walks away at the brisk pace. So she ran to the woman, a poop thief.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I just poking the bear, man.
Possibly, but I mean, what are you gonna do?
Nothing. I think at the very least she needed to get her camera a better view or closer because you can't even see the person. If you're gonna catch them. If you're gonna give them kitty litter, they're gonna come back and throw that shit through your window. Like, I'm always worried that somebody's gonna come back and just get me worse. I'm paranoid, man.
Well,
how were you?
I don't want no trouble.
How were you a cop? Are you such a pussy?
I don't want no fucking trouble, man.
What kind of pussy ass cop were you?
Have you ever heard a brave man dies but once, but a coward dies a thousand deaths, Mel?
I think
you obviously were not Raylan Givens when you were in Appalachia.
Right. You were not at all.
There's a difference between being smart and being cowardly. I think I choose to not poke the bear at times where I feel like there's no winning. You're just looking for fucking trouble.
I believe they have poke the bear night at Faces, too.
I'm going to punch you so hard.
Raylan Givens, she was not.
Nope.
She did not give anybody a chance to draw when she was a cop.
We can do this two ways. First way, I'm just going to go ahead and leave because I don't want to provoke you. And the second way is you can go ahead and leave and I'll just look down while you do.
Yes.
I hate you.
It's not the Raylan Givens way, which I can shoot you in the ass.
Hey, breaking news! I know it's not breaking anymore, but Marco Rubio has won Minnesota.
Oh,
they mistakenly thought they were voting for Ricky Rubio, who's the point guard for the Timberwolves. So what's going on? Hey, Super Tuesday as we record it. Well, now this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Judging is my favorite thing. First up in Cooler Tool, Millennials. Millennials, Kareem.
Tools.
Mel?
You know, just to bump the curve, I'll say cool because so many of my friends are Millennials and they lead to so many fun jokes, fun observations, and skinny ties and jeans and belts.
You know, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I know a lot of times I do. Because I do know some Millennials who are really great. Really, really great. But there's just so many of them that you just want to slap and slap and slap until your hand hurts so bad you can't slap them anymore.
Yes.
And then you switch hands. So, Tool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Mel, vaginas. Vaginas.
Vaginas are amazing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that's the inside, as Christiana liked to point out all the time. That's the inside. Mm-hmm. Inside.
The labia are nice, too.
I enjoy the labia.
Sure.
Kareem?
I must concur. I agree with her. On this one, vaginas are amazing. They're magical.
Vaginas are cool, and if you want fun, a little bit of ice.
Yeah.
Vagina on ice.
Or 2 pounds of drugs wrapped like an egg.
That's right. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. I mean, it's America, for God's sake. And finally, in Cooler Tool, cat poop. Cat poop. Kareem?
Under those circumstances, cool.
Mel?
Cat poop. Cat poop. Cat poop is bad. Cat poop is tool. Cat poop is bad for pregnant women. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of cat poop. I love my cats. My cats are awesome, for the most part. But cat poop, not a good thing.
Wouldn't it be great if they could just go outside?
Well, they can.
They can, but...
In this neighborhood, a lot of them do.
Your neighborhood, holy shitballs, is so covered in cats, it's creepy.
Well, you know what we don't have? Rats coming up from the river.
Oh, that's good, but you have a shit ton of cats.
That's true.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a dog.
When I pulled up to the wrong house because I saw a cat in the window, and I was like, oh, black cat, maybe it's half. And then I looked around, their yard was covered in like 14 cats, and I thought, maybe I'm at the wrong house.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a house like one street over where they just feed feral cats. There's like 20 of them. It's crazy.
Yeah, this place is crawling with them.
It is, and that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Thank you for playing. And by the way, no wagering on Cool or Tool. Mm-mm. No wagering.
It could be a drinking game.
It can be a drinking game, but there can be no wagering on Cool or Tool. All right, so I talked about earlier what something that could be the best idea ever. There's a town in Slovenia that is planning a public beer fountain.
What?
That's right. Zalek Slovenia has announced that it's moving forward with its plans to build a nearly $400,000 fountain that dispenses drinkable local beers. Look into it, Sacramento. Look into it. The town council voted a 2/3 majority to move ahead with the plans for the tourist attraction, which is being heralded as Europe's first beer fountain. It's going to cost an estimated $400,000 to construct. It would call on users to pay $6.75 to dispense 10 ounces of beer in a commemorative mug. The fountain would include a variety of beers brewed in the region, which is famed for its hops.
I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, So first of all, when I think of a fountain, I think of a fountain like in a park, and it's just beer would be spewing out of it all the time. That's not what this is.
No.
The other thing is, if it's it's like a drinking fountain, but you have to put money in to make the drink come out. Like, they have wine things like that now in restaurants. So this is going to be in a restaurant. So it's really just a beer dispenser. It's not a beer fountain, really. I don't really understand, or they're misleading me.
Well, let's listen in on the town council and see if they can give you a little bit of knowledge about what's going on.
V četrtek 4. februarja je občina Žalec pripravila novinarsko konferenco, na kateri so predstavili zaključek projekta izgradnje prizidka k domu drugega slovenskega tabora v Žalcu ter podali celovito informacijo o načrtovani fontani zelenega zlata. Kot je povedala Nataša Gaber-Sivka, vodja urada za negospodarske javne službe.
I think that pretty much clears it up, right?
No, I get it now.
Okay. So that's happening. Councilors opposing the plan said the money could be better spent on other projects, including improving the local water supply.
Why do they need water? They've got a beer fountain.
That's right. If you've got a beer fountain, why do I need water?
Yep.
That's what they need to do.
You can bathe in the fountain.
That's what they need to do in Michigan.
Right.
Beer fountain. So, yeah. Raven Simone mentioned her, too. Remember her from The Cosby Show? That's so Raven. She's vowed to leave the United States if, and I quote, any Republican gets nominated for president.
Well, see, now it makes me want to sort of change my vote.
No. Nominated for president. The 30-year-old actress and television personality swore she will move her family to Canada while making election confession on an episode of The View. Said, my confession for this election is if any Republican gets nominated, I'm going to move to Canada with my entire family. I already have my ticket. I literally bought my ticket, I swear. Did she understand how tickets work? Like, did she buy it for, like, the day after the election, the day after the inauguration?
It's open-ended.
Is it a plane ticket? Is it a train ticket? You know you can drive to Canada. You're in New York. It's like a 5-hour trip. It's fine. She says she'll figure it out when co-host Whoopi Goldberg pointed out she doesn't have Canadian citizenship. She also suggested that her co-host Candace Cameron Bure could help before Bure said her husband, who played for the Montreal Canadiens, isn't Canadian either. No, he's actually Russian.
Oops.
So she's completely unaware of everything. Her declaration came just 2 days after ABC renewed The View for a 20th season. Her and her co-host's future with the talk show is uncertain. The season of The View has once again been the very heart of political conversation and cultural communication in America. That's according to ABC News President James Goldston. No, it's not.
Yeah.
They're not smart. Not smart. So, sorry, Canada. By the way, there's a lot of threats to move out of the country. I'm waiting for Alec Baldwin to make good on his one for either of the George Bush presidencies. Because he proudly proclaimed he was moving to Europe, and the motherfucker never left the Hamptons. Except to yell at reporters in Manhattan.
Disappointing. People should stick to their word.
Follow through.
Yeah.
Follow through. If you're going to make the threat, go ahead and do it. Especially if you've got the means. You know, I understand if like one of my friends was sort of joking about that, but... Yeah, not somebody with the means. Alec Baldwin could very easily pick up and move his family to Europe.
Totally.
Come back and work here and there and do whatever. But, yeah. So in Virginia, a man disguised himself as a Walmart employee. Why? Why would you do that? Was it Halloween? No. He wanted to steal TVs from Walmart.
Nice.
The Chesterfield County Colonial Heights crime solvers shared surveillance images of the man who dressed as a Walmart employee to steal several televisions from the store's stockroom. He can be seen in a blue Walmart vest and a gray hooded sweatshirt entering the stockroom and loading merchandise onto a lift. Quote, he loaded our 4 flat screen televisions onto a cart and pushed them out of the store through an emergency exit. They were loaded on waiting full-size SUV. Unfortunately, the man was not an employee of Walmart or of any of the neighboring Walmart stores. Would it have been better if he was?
Yeah, no.
So be on the lookout for a 5'10" black man in his early 20s.
It's a good example, though. If you look like you know what you're doing or like you belong, no one notices a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I once had sex in the middle of McKinley Park. No one noticed. Or if they did, they didn't say anything because people don't want to say anything. You can pretty much get away with anything.
She is just bragging tonight, huh?
I know, right?
I know, right?
comes back here and there.
But, you know, if you look like you know what you're doing, you walk by people with your head up and your chest puffed up, people don't question you. You can get away with all sorts of shit.
I don't believe that if I looked like I knew what I was doing and I was getting a blowjob in the middle of the park, that it would just be okay.
But would anybody say anything? And by the time the police came, you'd be long done.
I don't know. I like to take my time when receiving oral mail. Mm. It could be plenty of time.
Sure.
All right. Depends on what their calls are.
Fair enough.
You know, there's
get in and get out.
But don't
in the park.
Don't you think you could walk into just about any place and just walk into the storeroom, pick up a box of something, and walk out, and people be like, "Should that guy? Huh? That was weird."
For the most part. Although Walmart, the one over here in West Sac, and I don't know if all of them are doing this, they've taken to this thing where they want to check your receipt when you walk out, and I just walk on by them because fuck all y'all.
But he went out the back.
Well, no, I know, but.
Yeah, he went. Yeah, he did. He did it like he belonged.
Yeah, like he was an employee.
I know, but they've decided they apparently don't want to have like a loss prevention associate. So they just put some poor sucker by the door, and they ask to see your receipt when you leave. And by the way, unless it's like a membership place, like a Costco, you don't have to show them your receipt when you leave, unless they're accusing you of stealing something. You can just go, "Are you accusing me of stealing something?" Because if not, I'm just going to leave. Normally, I've got my earbuds in, and I just walk on by and ignore them.
Yeah.
I've yet to have anybody come after me.
That's interesting.
Yeah, if you're...
White privilege.
Basically, if you are walking out of a store...
Kareem did that, well, he'd get tackled.
He ain't lying.
I don't think the tiny Asian lady would tackle you. It's just one of those things that they...
That's when their asset protection would all of a sudden show up.
It's just laziness. It's what it is. Go ahead, walk out. Walk right by them. Just go, "I'm out. Peace." Peace. Now, don't. I mean, if I were walking out with like a TV in my hands and not in a bag or anything like that, I would totally be like, "Yeah, I've got a receipt for this. Not a problem." But when you walk out with a Walmart bag with stuff in it, I've already stood in line to pay for this shit. I'm not going to stand in line while you mark it with a fucking Sharpie. So fuck right off.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Say fuck right off to the person making, you know, a pittance, a mere pittance. Fuck off, poor person.
Gators. From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
You know what? Senior citizens are great.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, a wheelchair-bound 74-year-old woman was the main heroin dealer.
Nice.
For a drug ring that also peddled cocaine, pot, and prescription narcotics. That's according to law enforcement officials who Kareem doesn't trust. According to investigators, Ruth Perez Lopez sold heroin from a fortified Orlando residence, which was outfitted with a high-tech security system. She was targeted during a year-long operation dubbed Deals on Wheels.
That's cute.
By state and federal agents, the DEA official estimated that the ring sold about 2 kilos of drugs per month from the Orlando home.
Wow.
That she shared with a pair of convicted felons, both of whom have been charged in the Deals on Wheels probe. Perez Lopez is charged with heroin trafficking and conspiracy, felonies for which she is being held in the Orange County lockup in lieu of $650,000 bond.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty smart, you know, because now she gets, like, she can retire and they have to take care of her.
True that.
It's true. Meanwhile, in the Miami area, a sleeping man was found with a bag of crack dangling from his mouth.
Why? Why? Why would you go to sleep with your crack in your mouth in the first place?
Well, here's the thing, Mel. When he woke up and cops said, "Hey, Eric Smith, who's 45, said, not mine."
How did it get there?
Well, Vero Beach police hauled him to jail anyway and charged him with cocaine possession. He was found in the stairway of an apartment building with a bag of white powder in his mouth. He said he didn't know how the drugs got into his orifice.
I get it. It happens. Things get into orifices sometimes, Nate, and you don't know how they got there.
He has the sleepiest eyes I have ever seen on a man. You would think, with the powdery white substance, he would be wide awake.
Right?
But yeah. No.
It was still in the bag.
Maybe he was a heroin addict. And he just nodded out while he was in it.
I have no idea. But it's funny, the head-on mugshot, he's just very casual. But from the side, it looks like he's giving a little smile. Sir, is that your crack? Nope. Not my crack.
Don't know how it got there.
Wasn't me. I have no idea how the crack got there.
There was a bird flying by, and he had a bag of crack in his little talons.
All right, it's time for a Nate Darling Show follow-up. We told you about a state rep in Michigan named Todd Corsier. He has been hit with felony misconduct charges related to an extramarital affair with another state lawmaker. He said the allegations against him are nonsensical. On his Facebook page, he said the charges are, quote, political in nature and have come at a time to take the heat off misconduct of others. He said the Michigan Attorney General charged him with, quote, a nonsensical claim of perjury and 3 counts of misconduct under a rarely used and vague catch-all statute. He said none of the charges involve taxpayer funds, though that was used as a reason for the investigation. He resigned back in September.
Kwame Kilpatrick might disagree with you.
That's true. After he and fellow Representative Cindy Gamrat allegedly attempted to cover up this we told you about, their affair with a bizarre story involving male prostitutes and drugs.
Wow.
He later said he orchestrated that story after someone threatened to expose the affair if he refused to resign. It later came to light that Gamrat's husband sent Corsier the anonymous text messages. The House investigation determined that both of the representatives engaged in, quote, deceptive, deceitful, and outright dishonest conduct, the two directing their staff to facilitate their affair, and then they blurred the lines between office and political work. Now, he is facing 3 charges of misconduct in office, 1 count of perjury. She, in the same case, faces 2 counts of misconduct in office. The charges were announced last Friday. The misconduct charges are felonies with a maximum of 5 years in prison, up to a $10,000 fine. According to Michigan Live, Todd Corsier will continue to defend himself against these baseless and unconstitutional charges. That's his attorney talking. And he is confident the truth will come out and these baseless charges will be shown to be another extension of corrupt government.
That is fascinating on so many fucking levels.
So basically what happened, if you missed the story when we had it back in September, he was having an affair with another state rep and they concocted this weird story about him being blackmailed by a gay male prostitute.
What? Like that's what they came up with the top of their heads?
They thought about it for quite some time.
Okay, so they made up a story.
To cover up an affair by saying that they were being blackmailed by a gay male prostitute.
Who was forcing them to say they were having an affair that they weren't having?
No, they were doing it to draw attention away from there because they figured if he was accused of having sex with a gay male prostitute, that no one would pay any attention to him having sex with
other lady.
The other lady. Oh, by the way, they're both married to other people.
Oh, good for them.
And they're Tea Party Republicans.
Of course they are.
So,
there you go. And they're probably very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, give me a hand job.
Meanwhile, here in California, police have reported a unicorn on the loose.
Yay! This story makes me happy.
I have no idea why. It led officers on a 3-hour chase before they were able to capture the pony, which was dressed up for a photo shoot. CHP said the call came in Wednesday afternoon about a unicorn running loose.
It was awesome.
In the Madera Ranchos area.
I wonder how high the person who called it in was.
Right?
Well, you know, they...
You gotta see the pictures. It's so fucking cute.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, he was like, fuck.
What is going on?
Is that a unicorn?
Is that a unicorn?
Posing as a unicorn got loose during a photo shoot. And call it unicorn magic or whatever you want. Somehow, it eluded everyone, including the Highway Patrol helicopter, for more than 3 hours. Fox 26 KMPH News reporter Wendy Lane reveals how they finally caught it.
For those of you who may have thought you saw a unicorn running around the Madera Ranches last night, you're not crazy. Juliet moonlights as a unicorn, and last night she got away and caused quite a stir.
We got a call of a unicorn running in the roadway on 12th Avenue near Road 32.
No, I've been doing this for 14 years, and this is my first call for a unicorn.
Sandra Bowes owns Juliet.
I'm a photographer here in the Fresno area, and so a lot of little girls have had their dreams come true taking photos with Juliet the unicorn.
The pony belongs to her daughter and works with Bose on occasion taking pictures. It was during this photo shoot yesterday that Juliet got loose.
She threw her head up, pulled the lead rope out of his hands, and that was it. So at that point, she ran off, and the more we pursued her, the further she ran.
Ran for over 3 hours down roads and through orchards without anyone able to catch her.
Scared to death for so many reasons. The safety of the pony, the safety of the, you know, the public at large. I mean, she was getting close to a very busy street, being Avenue 12, and it was serious.
Might get stabbed by the horn.
The H-4 helicopter was called to help track the pony, but as much as everyone tried, no one could get near the little spooked horse. But suddenly their luck changed.
Wait, now what? What now?
Voldemort showed up.
She and Juliet were friends.
It's kind of the nature of horses. They want to be in a group. They're herd animals. So we had been chasing the unicorn, Juliet, for so long. She was looking for a friend.
As soon as Party rode her horse, Shady, toward Juliet, the big horse...
You following all this? They rolled out with a horse.
Trailer, it's a friend. And it was the happy ending they all hoped for.
I was standing with the CHP at the time, and the call that came over the radio was, the unicorn is in custody. And
so cute.
There was a huge sigh of relief, a few tears, and pretty crazy laughter as well. It was the comedic relief that was really needed in the moment.
And today, Juliet's safe and sound, but she was shamed on Facebook with this note: I'm a naughty pony for all the trouble I caused last night. They took away my unicorn horn and gave me these horns instead.
Wendy Lane, Fox.
That's what Mel's going to dress up like next.
They're devil horns.
But she's already planning the costume.
I heard a news anchor say, and I quote, "You know, from that picture, that looks like a real unicorn."
No.
Yes.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yeah, looks like a real unicorn.
That's wonderful.
Not so much. No, it's not.
It's a real unicorn.
So it's a happy ending. Happy ending in that area. So what else do I got here? Yeah, that's it. We're almost ready to wrap this up. Mel, how has it been being back?
It's fun. I miss you guys.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Too.
Yeah.
I know. I never get to see you guys.
Yeah, well, we're here every Tuesday.
Fair enough.
We're here every Tuesday recording shows for people on Wednesday.
Now I know where this house is, so I can totally just pop on by.
Mm-hmm. It's in the safest neighborhood in the world.
Dark, scary neighborhood, I'm not going to lie. But mm-hmm. Your house is super, super cute.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. I do miss my old neighborhood, but I do enjoy having a house.
You know what's weird is I just noticed, too, that this room has very dark walls. And the shade on the window matches the paint of the walls. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. That's my fiance.
That's so fucking coordinated.
Yep. That's her. Coordinated, anal retentive, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
She does a little of everything. So.
Can I promote?
Of course.
Because the Sacramento Improv Festival is starting on the 11th of March.
Okay.
I'm performing a couple times.
So what's the deal with the improv festival?
So it's all improv. We're going to have some workshops, and we have people from other places coming to perform. So it's not just going to be our in-house teams.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Business is performing.
That's your group.
And You the Musical is performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in that group. And Anti-Cooperation League is doing a couple shows. But then we have like groups from Davis and from other places coming in to perform. And then we have some people coming in, I think, to do some workshops and stuff. And so... everybody's welcome, and there's passes, I think, for like every single show for like $40 or something, so it's a deal.
And that's all at the Sacramento Comedy Spot?
All the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
All right. 20th Street in Midtown Sacramento. All right, now it's time to do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
We all need a little silliness in our lives. Things are too darn serious these days. Call it comic relief, call it anything you like. Allow me to deviate from all the talk of politics and doom and gloom. Here's what I want you to do. Ready?
Ready.
Laugh out loud. Laugh long, laugh hard. Do it. Gosh, I hope you weren't in church at the time. What reaction did you get from those around you?
None.
Did they look at you like you lost some of your marbles? Did they start laughing with you? Terrific. We're making progress. Of course, Kay was my guinea pig.
So painful.
Hold on. I'm having an issue with this website. I'm going to reload it. One of those share things popped up and obscured very important passages. Of course, Kay was my guinea pig. I looked over to her recliner as she sat there all covered up with her favorite blankie. I asked her to simply laugh out loud, and the results were cathartic and wonderful. I joined in, and we split a gut for a minute or so. Now that we've let our hair down a bit, let's go for more silliness. Are you ready?
No.
See how many completely silly songs you can come up with. Take your time.
No.
The first that came to mind was the Okie Laughing Song from 1922. I grew up with that one, so did Kay. I just played it for both of us, and we started laughing all over again. It's just a horn and a bunch of people laughing from beginning to end. Silly? Yes, and wonderful. When that was finished, she burst out in song singing Chicory Chick Chala Chala on the top of her lungs. I joined in and we raised the roof. I don't believe that's really what raising the roof is, but okay. How the heck did we remember the silly lyrics to that Sammy Kay song from 1945? After World War II was over, we needed as much the nonsense songs. Yes, we all remember the words to Mersey Dotes from 1943. Mel, do you remember Mersey Dotes?
Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divies.
You do.
I know a ditty, nutty as a fruitcake, goofy as a goose.
See, now you're into it.
Some I do kind of like this song.
Others call it crazy, but they all sing this tune. Mersey Dotes and Dozy Dotes and Little Lambsy Divey, a kiddly divey do, wouldn't you?
But if you're a little bit younger, Gordy Little suggests something like this from the Dixie Cups. Kareem, you might remember this one from Cocktail.
My grandma and so, your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about hit now, hit now, hit now, hit now. Ico,
Gordy goes on to talk about, of course, the name game. It is silly.
It is.
Shirley, Shirley, Bo' Burley, Bonanna, Banana, Bo' Furley, Bee, Fire, Mo' Merrily.
And this. Oh, you should recognize it.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Yeah, that's by Sheb Woolley in 1958. 10 years before that, it was Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo in 1948. See, silliness in songs and stories have become part of our musical and literary landscape for hundreds of years. Many examples come to mind, not the least of which are by Edward Lear with The Owl and the Pussycat.
Wow, I don't know that one.
Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky, Mother Goose with Hey Diddle Diddle, and my favorite, Dr. Seuss with Green Eggs and Ham.
Sure.
Now that your silly juices are flowing, let your hair down even further and challenge your memory for even more examples. Kay and I had a ball being silly the afternoon I wrote this, but then again, we seldom take ourselves too seriously. I guess we're just not meant to do much in life but to keep smiling and see what happens. At the very least, it makes people wonder what we've been up to.
No, it doesn't.
And that's it. Gordy, columnist Gordy Little may be reached at gordy@suncommunitynews.com.
One of these days, I'm sending him a frickin' letter.
Oh, hold on.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
So that's going to do it for Small Town News and for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Mel, thank you again for sitting in.
Thanks for having me.
It was fun. Kareem, thank you and welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great weekend. If you're going out to the Capitol Beer Fest, maybe I'll see you there. If you're not, why are you being such a stick in the mud? Anyway, have a safe weekend. We'll see you next week with more fresh new episodes of the Nate Darling Show. Until then, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.